tuning into the podcast. As always, I'm so grateful for your interest and your support of this little ministry. I'd like to share with you a reflection on hope. And this is a recorded version of an essay I wrote for the St. Ignatius Church Bulletin that appeared this past Palm Sunday, that is Palm Sunday 2023. The essay is called Practicing Hope. We tend to conflate hope with optimism. The hopeful person, it is said, sees the glass as half full, looks on the bright side, and affirms that the future will be better than the present. But this is not how our ancestors in faith understood hope. Ancient theologians, who were monastics and spiritual writers, viewed hope as a midpoint between despair and what they called presumption. That is, a careless laziness that believed things would work out for the best no matter what we do. Moreover, hope was not focused on the future, but rather on how one lives in the present, especially in the face of bad news, tribulation, and failure. Sister Liza Anderson, who teaches at the General Theological Seminary here in New York City, and is also a widely respected scholar of early church history, reflects, hope was more often seen as a praxis for living. Again, a praxis for living in the present moment, faithfully doing the work that is put directly in front of you without falling into either presumption or despair. Now, it's difficult to imagine that Jesus was feeling optimistic as he entered Jerusalem on that fateful Palm Sunday, but his words and deeds affirmed that he was hopeful. There was little cause for optimism, which is a positive attitude of mind that is influenced by how things appear to be trending in the world. Almost certainly he'd heard of the warrant for his arrest, and perhaps he suspected that some among his companions might betray him. Though events spiraled downward from slander to mockery to violence, Jesus responded with patience, forgiveness, and nonviolence. Among the most memorable of Jesus' words were those spoken during his passion. They are a testament to his hope-filled heart, uttered in the most pessimistic of circumstances. I think of words and phrases like, "Let not your hearts be troubled," "Peace I leave you," "Abide in my love," "Forgive them, for they know not what they do," and "Into your hands I commend my spirit." When Jesus was arrested on trumped-up charges, when he was subjected to a kangaroo court, when his friends abandoned him, when his enemies spat in his face, and when he was nailed to the cross, I am sure he struggled with the very human temptation to give into despair, to curse those who did this to him, to curse God for allowing such a fate, and to vow revenge. Jesus maintained his dignity, told mourners not to weep for him, and died with forgiveness on his lips. He engaged in the struggle to cooperate with God's plan for peace, with God's work of redeeming humanity from cycles of violence, and he persisted in the face of certain failure. His persistence in choosing peaceful and loving responses to the white-hot hatred he absorbed models what it means to practice hope. Karl Rahner, the Jesuit theologian, defined hope this way. A woman sees the tiny rivulet of her life and fears that it might not mean anything, that it might die out completely. Yet she somehow still believes it will flow significantly into the great ocean, despite the immeasurably huge dry sand dunes it must cross to get to an ocean it cannot even see. In our world, with its seemingly irreconcilable divisions in politics and church, with its plague of wars, with its fragile, precious environment endangered, can seem like that uncrossable desert runner describes. Despair lures us to give up. Presumption leads us to believe the lie that we don't need to do anything because everything will work out just fine. Hope invites us to continue this twilight struggle, though our individual stories might not unfold into positive outcomes. Hope trusts that God's grace is at work transforming creation into what God dreams it can be. Hope calls for our cooperation with birthing that dream. Hope inspires us to live in the model and spirit of Jesus throughout Holy Week and every week. And with that, let's go into a few moments of quiet meditation.